Good morning. It's 8:53. It's time now to speak with two fine people from West Ottawa Schools, Mike Fine and Carrie DeWitt. It's the West Ottawa District Dialogue, and it's presented by the Edward Jones offices of Lee Bosco and Daniel Melnick, members SIPC. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, Dan. Doing just fine.
Good. Nice to have you here this morning. We're talking about the Month of Caring. And what's cool about this is normally we see a lot of donations and a lot of things generating money during Christmas time. And the one thing I hear from many people who talk about generating money and for different causes is there's such a downturn during the rest of the year. So this is interesting for me to see you guys doing this during this month. And you've already generated close to $60,000. That's outstanding.
Right.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
outstanding.
You.
So tell me a little bit more about this month of caring. What's going on?
Carrie, you want to go ahead and open?
This year, our month of caring is going to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project.
Okay.
Which is a program that provides services to injured service men and women during the time, the transition time between active duty and civilian life. So it's just a really cool opportunity for our kids to reach out and help other people.
Absolutely.
That are struggling. So,
who chose the Wounded Warrior Project? Was that a combined effort between staff and students, or who decided on that?
We did as a staff. We just kind of threw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I had people throw out various different ideas, and then as a staff, we voted on the one that we were most interested in, and Wounded Warrior Project pulled down the most votes.
That's outstanding.
That's how we decided.
You guys have got a lot of different things on here. I've got a list, you know, tsunami help, Hurricane
mm-hmm.
Katrina. You've got Toys for Tots, the American Cancer Society, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
How is this money gathered? And was it just all donations or was it fundraisers? What did you guys do?
We have a lot of different events.
I bet.
It started, I think, probably one of the biggest ones were some lollipop sales that
really?
Took off with the kids. The kids love those.
Oh, I bet.
Candy goes well.
Yes,
yeah, that's a smart
indeed.
Decision, guys.
then our choir teacher decided to do singing Valentines, which was a fantastic idea. We sell T-shirts. We do a pie-in-the-face competition. We sell memo boards. We did stilt sales where the Man Tech actually made stilts this year,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool. We do penny wars, pop can drives. We are actually having a Mac Bay's Got Talent competition.
Tell me more about that. What is that? Is it going to be like, West Ottawa's Got Talent
yes,
sort of thing?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kids interested, sign up, and then they'll be videotaped and then, showcasing their talent. And then kids will make donations based on the talent that they like the best. And then the winner will be chosen that way.
Very cool.
And then all donations will be given to the Wounded Warrior Project.
So, I mean, there's some mainstays is what we do, but staff are at liberty to kind of, hey, I've never thought of this, or
mm-hmm.
maybe the kids bring it up in homeroom, and if it's something that we're able to do, we just move right forward, and it kind of keeps everything a little bit new and fresh when we have some
mm-hmm.
new ideas that are going on.
That's really cool, and you have the involvement of not only the students donating, but coming up with the ideas, and I don't know if you know this, I don't want to catch you off guard, but of some of these, which one of those were student-generated ideas? Do you know off the top of your head?
The Mac Bay's Got Talent was
awesome.
I had these originate out of student council.
Okay,
and
okay.
we run those throughout the year for some other things, but that one is kind of student council oversees that.
Right.
The school store is run by students.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of help them select what we're going to sell during those times. And then
we have a largely successful sixth grade walkathon, and I believe they came up with that idea.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, on Friday they were given high fives. We have an indoor track that's part of our gym,
yeah.
And 11.5 laps around is 1 mile. And there were kids that were getting in between 40 and 48 laps in just under 50 minutes, and they were
wow.
just so fired up. Their faces are red. They were so proud of the accomplishments that they had done. And then generally that, just the sixth grade, that walkathon is generally $2,000 or more each year that they've decided
mm-hmm.
to run it. I
Jeez.
Think this is the fourth year for it.
Are you guys, I mean, do the students, do they fully appreciate the numbers that they're generating? I mean, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. The assembly is pretty powerful. Last year, the money that we raised went to our one of our students, Tatiana Robertson, who was dealing with a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty powerful assembly,
I
you
bet.
Know, to be able to give her family a check for, it was
$9,500,
wow. Which helped her get the treatment that she needed,
yeah.
desperately needed. She's now healthy and
she's
walking around the halls
yeah.
of Mac Bay. So it's pretty powerful to see, you know, what you can do, you know, by joining together.
Oh, absolutely.
So those assemblies are usually a pretty cool thing to be at.
Yeah, I remember I worked over the summer at a minor league baseball team in Joliet, and there was this family, a season ticket holder family. The little girl had cancer, and we did mm-hmm. something similar where yep. we generated money during the game and gave them a check for like $8,000, and mm-hmm. we bumped it up to 10, and it was just one of those emotional little things.
Yeah.
That's so powerful.
Absolutely.
Once again, we're speaking with Mike Fine and Carrie DeWitt from West Ottawa Schools. We got a couple seconds left, guys. Anything else you want to mention about this or other information that we didn't get a chance to touch on?
Part of our job as educators is kind of step beyond the classroom academics and an opportunity to volunteer and to give to a cause that's greater than somebody else
right.
or greater than themselves is really what the Mac Bay Month of Caring was generated 9 years ago
mm-hmm.
By the staff. So when you have something like that, it just makes you feel good inside knowing
right.
that you're able to contribute to a cause that, once again, is greater than yourself.
All right, guys, we're out of time.